17 minutes to 7 on breakfast, and let's cross back to Boston now, where there have been explosions, as we've been reporting this morning, at the finish line of the Boston Marathon. Two people have been reported dead, around 26, 28 people injured. Horrific injuries is the word being used. Well, Laura McFarlane was at the finish line when the explosions occurred. She's now been evacuated. Laura, welcome to RM Breakfast.
Hi, Fran. How are you?
Well, thanks, Laura. It must be pretty sort of frightening where you've been.
Absolutely.
Can you tell us what happened?
Terrifying. Yeah. Well, we were my partner's sister's running in the marathon, and she had just finished, and so we were rushing to pass the finish line to meet up with her, and we heard these two explosions that could only really have been described as a bomb. Yet the ground shook. The first one was about 10 seconds or so, or not even that, before the second one. And it was, we just saw people starting to run, police sirens starting to go. People were all turning to each other saying, what the hell was that? And we knew something really bad had happened. And then we were all being told to, we were being ushered away from the scene by the police, and we were ushered into a hotel, and on our way to the hotel, a woman who was a VIP looked visibly shaken and said that there were bodies everywhere and people had been injured, and she was, you know, a mess, basically.
Laura, how close were you to the explosions?
Well, we were actually very, very close, because we were almost at the finish line. My partner's sister's hotel was just right near the finish line, which is why they were there, and we were standing there for some time, and then we saw her run past. She was just ahead of when the bombs actually went, so she was actually just saying, thank God I was running, you know, a fast time, because it literally happened about 5 minutes after she finished. And we as soon as she finished, we started following on to her to meet her at the other end, and that's when we heard the blast. So we were, in fact, that street that we were standing on is where the bombs occurred.
So right, you were in a sense, you were in a sense, by following your friend, you were sort of slightly moving away from the explosions, were you?
That's exactly right, yeah.
That's lucky.
Yeah, so we're all feeling incredibly shaken up ourselves, and we're in this bar. We got sent out of our hotel, the hotel we were evacuated just from. We went into a bar because they're trying to keep people off the streets. A police officer has just come into this bar and told the bar person that they've found two unexploded devices. So there's obviously other devices that they're still searching for, and that we have to prepare ourselves to be again evacuated from where we are now. So we can't get back to our hotels, and we're all just on tenterhooks waiting to hear what's going to happen next.
That must be quite unnerving, knowing there's more unexploded devices out there. Did you get any more information? I have read that these unexploded devices have been in rubbish bins, in trash cans. Is that, have you heard anything like that?
We haven't heard anything like that. We've just heard what the police officer just came in and told us in this bar, that, you know, be prepared that we might have to leave here as well. So we're just sitting tight at the moment, because people are wandering around the streets. They're not letting, you know, there's only so many people they can let in, and so they're not letting any more people back into this place where we are in at the moment. So we're all just, you know, waiting to hear what we should do next.
Laura, taking
it's
you back
really
to the...
terrifying.
Yeah, I'm sure. Taking you back to the moment of the explosion, you said it sounded like it must have been a bomb. What did it sound like? How loud was it?
It was massively loud. I can only explode. It sounded like, you know, the loudest firecrackers you've ever heard. But the thing that really hit home to us was the ground shook. We could feel the ground shake, and we just turned to each other and said, that sounded like a bomb. There was just nothing else there's nothing else to describe that I've ever heard other than really loud firecrackers. That's the sort of sound, but the resonance and the feeling beneath your feet was enough to know that it was a massive explosion. And we didn't know whether it was a bomb or just some, you know, maybe an electrical explosion or something underground. You know, it was scary.
Laura, Reuters are now saying that the police in Boston have confirmed another explosion at JFK Library. Have you heard anything suggesting another explosion?
No, nothing like that. Only what we're hearing now. We're right near. We're pretty much still basically near the finish line of the marathon, but we're in a pub or a bar. So we're not really getting any news. We at the hotel we were at before they had news on. So yep. I'm not sure if there's any news feed from here, but I haven't heard anything about the JFK thing.
I think the news is, it's slow to come in. There still doesn't seem to be theories about who's done this or exactly what these bombs or explosions are, really. But there is a lot of report coming in about the terrible injuries, and there's calls for Red Cross is calling for people to come in and donate blood. And so the whole scene is obviously pretty horrendous, and you had some sense of that.
We saw, when we were in the hotel lobby, we saw lots of first-hand footage, and we saw people who were just finishing their run. I mean, as you can imagine, they're in a zone, these marathon runners, and they were all just sort of like near the finish line, hear these massive explosions. I mean, it knocked some people to their feet, off their feet, but they were just in dazes, they were sort of looking around and sort of just staggering towards the finish line, because they're in that marathon running zone and certainly not expecting anything like this. So that looked really awful. And then there were people just running towards the barriers that we were just standing opposite only a few minutes before, to help people that had been basically mown down by these explosions. You could see all the smoke and so people had actually, captured the explosion and the smoke that was coming out and, the barricades were, blown off and that sort of thing. So it looked pretty bad.
Just in terms of the streetscape, the barricades, what about damage to buildings?
No damage to buildings that we know of. They were saying that the bomb was in a building, but from what I could see on the television, it didn't look like there was any buildings had collapsed or anything like that. And they're not sure. There were sort of vague reports where the second explosion occurred, but I don't know personally where that was. So they may have ascertained that now, but I don't know.
Okay. Well, Laura, it must have been a terrible shock, terrible thing to witness and be so close to. Thank you so much for joining us on Breakfast.
No problem, Fran.
Take care there. That's Laura McFarlane. Laura's an Australian, as you could hear. She lives in New York. She was at the finish line of the Boston Marathon waiting for a friend to cross that line. That had just happened when the explosions went off. She's now been evacuated, as you can hear. But the latest report she's heard is the police have found two more unexploded devices.